What happened to your beard?
It's in my pocket, so the wind won't blow it away.
Are you a relative of the king of Iran?
Actually, in the court, I am the master. Kajay Yahub Markaryan, the eyes and ears of the king of Iran. You are very lucky to see me at the market. Wait here until I call you. Sir, I brought her, the girl from Georgia. She is so cute.
I'm not in the mood now. Later.
Sir, she's from the Bagratit royal family. I know them quite well. It's been a while since they haven't been in charge of Georgia. Their bloodline has become extinct.
I already told you that I'm not in a good mood now.
Is that so? Are you sure? Then you won't blame me for letting her go and tell her to come tomorrow. Okay, then. I'll tell her to come by tomorrow. Just trust me, by tomorrow, it won't be like today. It's best if you see her today, but tomorrow is also it's a possibility.
You talk too much. What was your name?
Ketvan.
Ketvan.
So are you the king?
I was. But now I'm crazy. Crazy about Ketvan.
I am from the royal dynasty of Georgia. Our dynasty has fallen. My father was killed, and the rest of my family has run away. I was able to get myself to Tehran, so I could get help from the king of Iran. The Iranian government can shelter my family. This is the symbol of our dynasty.
Ketvan, I will shelter you myself.
I swear on the king's life, if you register this Georgian's girl name in your marriage notebook, I will kill you. Do you understand? I am the only top lady here, just me!
She's so weak, yelling at me. A voice inside is telling me to remind her where she came from.
This lady is the king's guest and will be staying here for a while until we can make preparations for her family to live here with us.
Oh, my dear God, where on earth am I gonna place this one?
This place is so beautiful.
Give her a safe and private room, will you? It's an order from me.
The servants of the court are so very kind. Can I see them again?
What the hell are you talking about? Are you mad? Why are you so stupid? Don't you know that all of them are the wives of the king of Iran?
So you mean the king's wives?
Huh. There's more of them, you know. Many more. He has 552 wives, and I am the record holder. The record holder of his marriages.
No. I really can't believe it. There must be some mistake. 552 wives? Do you still think this place is beautiful?
You still want to stay here?
Huh.
Baba Khan, why are you sitting here at this time of the night? Baba Khan? Oh my God! We're all doomed! Help! Baba Khan has gone mad!
Why are you shouting, you imbecile? I'm sitting here now to contact an army of genies. I want to indulge the leader of all the genies around. I want us to unite and defeat the infidel Russians.
Oh, Saint Mary Am.
You spineless coward. You spineless coward.
Sir, please let this poor servant of yours leave so he can indulge with the great genie. Baba Khan, where are you? Oh, dear, dear Baba Khan, don't play these games with me. Oh, dear Baba Khan.
It's true. You're a coward. You can only hang around women for the purpose of spying on them. You're useless. What can you do?
My life flashed in front of my eyes.
Get back in there. Take very good care of our dear guest. She's tired.
She's Christian.
So change her religion.
She needs shelter.
So I'll shelter her.
Exempt her.
I will exempt you from living if you say one more word. You hear me?
I am at your service.
So serve me. I want her.
Wow, what an appetite. The king desires you.
This wasn't the plan. I'll leave Tehran.
She's making a big mistake. Make her promises. Tell her she'll be top lady. And we'll take care of her family. Bribe her.
I'm leaving Tabriz in your hands. Tabriz, Azerbaijan, Iran, leave them all in the hands of God, brave man. We can be troublesome and destructive, but we also have good deeds. I hope we'll never cause trouble or destruction. For your safety, it's advised to read the four verses from the Quran, the four goals, in all places at all times.
Thank you for your kindness. If you will allow me.
Yes, of course.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Victory lies in the hands of the believers of God. Fight, fight against the enemy for the freedom of your land. But if they stop, you shall stop too. You must know that the foundation of Islam is peace and friendship. And so, this has been sent from God to us. Not war and spilling blood. Remember, I tell you, Islam is based on peace and friendship. No killing and bloodshed. War is not the way.
So peace be unto you.
It's a verse from the Quran for protection.
Please don't leave, sir.
Did you know it was me?
The strong paces of any man of politics always attracts attention from the forces.
I hope it's not a wicked pace. Sometimes politicians take steps they can't handle. And they falter. The flames of the fire from hell burns them. Please forgive me for disturbing your privacy.
This is Abbas Mirza's private place. And with your warm presence, it's more familiar to me. At times of war, it's a safe place to be in.
Georgia. Congratulations on your new house.
You're evil. You tricked me. You knew all about this from the very beginning. Have you been paid yet?
I don't appreciate you calling me evil. You don't get it. Well, I didn't trick you. You have been blessed with real good luck, but you don't see it. This is just the beginning. The king has asked you to marry him. If the king likes what he sees, He gets it. You will become Muslim. And he will marry you. And then you will be the top lady. Being top lady means that you will be able to do anything you want at the Citadel. And that's when Khadija Yahoob will be your middleman. Now, what do you say?
Then, I'm gone. I'll leave Tehran.
Let's go.
You've brought her here to acquaint her with the atmosphere?
It'll only take you 2 springs to get used to it.
What's wrong with you? They might give her a better place than this, you know.
Oh, congratulations to you. So there's going to be a war between the 2 top ladies. Well, so you're the new top lady? Congratulations. Applaud her! You summoned me, my king?
Yes, I summoned you, my wife. When you became my bride, in your honor, I had named this bed Tavus. And it became Tavus's bed. You were very young at the time. You'd just come from Isfahan. And now, you must return to Isfahan.
I beg you, my dear king. For God's sake, don't do this to me. I'll be your faithful servant. Don't let them send me back to Isfahan. I just can't bear that humiliation. I now know that girl from Georgia has stolen your heart from me, and I can't stand it. She has destroyed me forever. And she hurt me deeply.
But I still love you very, very much. This Georgian girl is just a guest here for a couple of days. That's all.
But your eyes, they say something else.
Is it possible you understand all this from my eyes?
Eyes show everything. The king's spirit is in Georgia and no longer belongs to me.
To be quite honest with you, my dear, I've always wanted to conquer Georgia.
You entrusted Georgia to Abbas Mirza and the Georgian to yourself.
Thank you.
you like my gift, Ketvan?
It showed how great a king you are. But I was forced to give it back to the treasury. I came back to you for shelter. I always thought of the king of Iran as strong and powerful, so please, let it stay that way.
You are absolutely wrong. You can take advantage of the king's kindness in your family's honor. But only if you marry me.
I can't marry you.
I'll make you my top lady. And you will be my favorite wife.
Poor Miss Tavuz.
Tavuz will go back to Isfahan. She is but a temporary wife to me. And you'll be my permanent wife. Trust me.
I can't marry you. Please let me leave.
You're not going anywhere! I'm sending for a marriage notary. You'll either marry me by choice or by force.
I want to talk to you.
Now would be the best time to kill me. Go ahead.
I have never even killed an ant. I didn't want to kill you that day. You know I've spent the best years of my life in this damn place. They brought me here with a heart full of hopes from Isfahan to marry the king. And then I did everything and anything to become top lady, as you know. Just like you know, it's crucial that you give in order to take.
What do you want from me?
I know you don't want to be the king's wife. But sooner or later, he's going to marry you. I can help you secretly escape from here. We both have the same goals. I'll try to help you. I'll help you leave, and then you'll be free. I promise you this.
Yeah, but how?
Leave it to me.